Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Plumes of black smoke were seen rising in southern Gaza's Khan Yunis on Wednesday from Israel. Israeli forces shelled eastern areas of Rafah overnight and pounded several areas of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza, residents said. Fear is growing among Palestinians packed into their last refuge in Gaza that Israel will soon launch a planned assault on the southern city of Rafah after truce talks in Cairo ended inconclusively. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
Israel faced growing international pressure on Wednesday as talks in the Egyptian capital involving the United States, Israel, Egypt, and Qatar came to an end without any sign of a breakthrough. Officials did say, though, that Tuesday's talks were constructive and would continue. More than 1 million Palestinians are crammed into Rafah, next to the border with Egypt. Many there are living in tent camps and makeshift shelters after fleeing Israeli bombardments elsewhere in Gaza. The Israeli military says it wants to flush out Islamist militants from hideouts in Rafah and free hostages being held there after the Hamas rampage in Israel on October 7th. However, it has given no details of a proposed plan to evacuate civilians.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukraine destroyed a Russian landing warship off the coast of occupied Crimea in an operation with naval drones that breached the vessel's port site on Wednesday and caused it to sink, Kyiv's military spy agency and armed forces said. There was no immediate comment from Russia, which said earlier that it had destroyed 6 drones in the Black Sea. It happened near a Black Sea resort town not far from the southern edge of Crimea, which Russian forces seized and annexed from Ukraine in 2014.